This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of effort and, you know, just playing hard all the time, I feel like, you tell me if you agree, aside from Jayshon Tate, who I think is the ultimate effort guy on this team and has been the last three seasons, I don't feel like anybody, and Jayshon Tate is still, I think, working his way into game shape, you know, after missing so much time with the injury. But I don't think I've watched anybody on this team give as much effort as I've watched Tari Eason throughout the season. And he's had an opportunity these last couple of games to start. And I've found it interesting to have him in the starting lineup, not because he didn't deserve it, but just because the opportunity hasn't necessarily been there, obviously. And you pointed out after the game how 90 seconds into the game, Tari Eason is on the receiving end of this errant pass from Alperen Şengün, and it looks like Anthony Edwards is going to go the other way with the loose ball, but it's Tari Eason that's in there making the hustle play, grabbing the basketball while still in bounds, dunking the ball. And he just had a really interesting game to me. The final stat line was 11 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of blocks. I want to say he had a few steals as well. Like, just a really good, well-rounded game. I'm pointing all of this out. We did an episode a week or two ago where we're doing the mid-season awards, right? And like the halfway point awards. And I gave Tari Eason best defender. And it's not because he's like their best individual defender. It's not like he's got the best defensive numbers, but the guy just plays all out. And I've got a certain amount of admiration and respect for that. Obviously he's a rookie. And it would make sense to try to make as positive of an impression as you can, but what have you made of Tari Eason's first two starts of his career?
Well, that play that you talked about, it really set a tone, because, you know, you're Minnesota and you just beat these guys by however many points they won that game on Saturday, and they've lost 13 in a row. And that's one of those, I think, that you would probably expect, well, they'll just give up on the play. You know, it's that type of season. It's that type of team. They'll just give up on this. And Anthony Edwards and Tari Eason battled for the basketball for a good 2, 3, 4 seconds. And Eason wouldn't let it go. And Eason kept on fighting for the basketball. He got the basketball. And that's what started them really on their 9-0 run to start the game. And to me, and Jalen Green said this too after the game, his energy really set the tone for what they did. And it's important because, again, you're in the dog days of an NBA season. You're having a really bad year. You're losing game after game after game. It's really easy to just let the dog days take over and the effort not to be there. And Tari Eason doesn't let them do that. And I do think that you need guys like that who can provide just constant energy. And he talks a lot too. You know, he's big, you know, he's a big talker for them. That you need, and it's pretty rare too from a rookie, but you know, he's actually one of their older guys, to be honest with you, because he went to college for 2 years as opposed to most of these other guys who came out as college freshmen. So he's one of the older guys on the team despite being a rookie. But it's been good for them to get him in there. He's got a chance to be really good. He does a lot of things well, and you don't necessarily need to run a bunch of plays for him, but he's just around the basketball and he makes stuff happen that way. And it's one of those things where he's really good at the hard stuff. He just needs to get better at the easy stuff. I mean, yeah. he had one where he gets a steal and he goes, you know, he takes it down the court himself and he blows the layup. I mean, that's an easy 2 points right there. But again, it's, he does the hard stuff. You know, it's the $1 million move with the 10 cent finish. I mean, he's good at doing that part of it. He just needs to be able to get the easy stuff down. Once he gets the easy stuff down, he's going to be a hell of a player.
Yeah, it's the bunnies at the rim, and that's been a theme for him of not being that great of a finisher, and he'll get better with that. There's also a play in the fourth quarter, I believe it is, where, and this is what I was getting at earlier when we opened the show about there being a couple of times where, I mean, this, let's just be honest, man, this was a sloppy game at times. And you noted this after the game too, about all of the turnovers, and they've been bad with that against Minnesota in general, like in the three games that they played against them. But there's a moment where basically Tari Eason gets hung up in the air and passes the ball to no one. Like, I don't know if he wasn't expecting the guy to cut, or either way, there was nobody there. He was expecting somebody to be there. There was nobody there. And that was one of the turnovers, like, before it seemed like they for sure had this game locked up. That was one of the turnovers where you're like, oh, man, this is an example of them not knowing how to finish. But fortunately, they did. A couple of things about Tari Eason that have just flat out got to get better. He's got to be a better finisher. He's not particularly great at that. And he might be the worst passer on the team. Like, for all the effort and all the things that I admire about him, man, his passing has got to get better. I don't know exactly what it is, if it's just needing to play more, need to be, you know, just a matter of experience, but not a great finisher and not a great passer yet. But the effort makes up for everything and anything that he's lacking, because that, like you said, it's not like they're drawing up plays for him. It's not like they're relying on him to have the ball in his hands at the end of the game or to carry him for any period of time. So all he's got to do is go out there and give maximum effort, and that's a plus for them. And honestly, you insert a guy like that into your start lineup, and when you're having issues with, honestly, with effort, with energy, okay? And I mentioned Jayshon Tate is really, and you could probably put KJ Martin as another guy in sort of that realm. But insert a guy like that into the starting lineup, to me, it's not a coincidence that you as a team would play with better effort and with more energy, because yeah, that's just the type of guy he is.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard. Do you want that off the bench, or do you want, you know, sometimes you want that energy off the bench. For them, though, I think that it does help, at least right now, to have that in the starting lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.